Spring camp's coming up for football. We'll talk a little football with the head coach of the Edmonton Wildcats, Darcy Park, joins us again. Darcy, how you doing?
Great, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Darcy, how's the team shaping up? How many kids you expect coming out for camp?
You know what? We're probably going to have about around 110, 120 kids out for spring camp. There's still a couple kids. Obviously, us and the Huskies run our camps on the same weekend. So there's still a couple kids who've got to make a decision. But, you know, we're pretty happy with what we have signed up right now. Should be a pretty good weekend next weekend.
So you take 110 to 120, and about half of them, well, I guess you can carry 70, correct, for home games?
Yeah, we carry 75 on our roster now, and we're allowed to dress 65 for home games. So with injuries and things that come up, the last year, I believe all 75 of our players got into a minimum of one game. So that was pretty good.
So, you know, that's still leaving between you and the Huskies close to 90 kids then who won't make it. So the competition, like if you look back even 10 or 15 years ago, just at the overall competition and the quality of players, how much has it improved at the junior level?
Oh, it's huge. Like, I think back when I started, even when I finished at U of A, I think we had like 55 players on our roster. And my first couple of years with the Wildcats, we were the same thing. We carried about 55. So you look at, and now there's almost, you know, pretty close to double if you take the three teams' rosters, double the players playing after high school in the Edmonton area. So, and the talent of those kids, like, you know, our number 75, you know, is better trained than, say, they were 10, 15 years ago. They understand concepts a lot better and, you know, have the ability to come in and have some kind of contribution to our club.
It's funny because there's so much talk. People think that fewer kids are playing football. Well, your numbers kind of go opposite of that.
Yeah, I think, like, it's football's a different game. Obviously, with some of the other sports, you have such a high number of participation at the younger levels. But with football, once you get, you know, to the 18 and older, Our numbers are actually higher than some of those other sports when you look at it. I think the idea with what's going on now with our flag football in Edmonton and the six-man Adam League is even getting more players at the younger level out involved in the game, and that's always a benefit. Like, we want to get them involved and understand how great of a sport it is and the benefits to playing it and being a part of it. So, you know, I think the numbers are good. Obviously, there's a lot of good programs in Northern Alberta and high school that are producing great players. And I think giving those kids an opportunity to understand the benefits of continuing to play after high school is something that we're continually, you know, fighting for.
Going to the Adam Six and getting more kids playing at a younger level, what are they teaching them at that level that's going to help them? Is just, you know, the basic fundamentals? I'm guessing, will that, do you think, increase, you know, the amount of players who can excel at the quote skill positions, because there's obviously a fewer linemen when you're playing six man football?
Yeah, like, I think what it does is there's been Adam football for a long time, and it used to be 12-on-12, and what you found was there'd be, you know, the kids who would be lined up at wide receiver who, you know, even at our level sometimes they don't get the ball that much, but when you go down to 6-on-6, every kid's closer to the ball and everyone has an opportunity to play different positions and learn the variety of skills that come into football, and I think it makes for a unique environment. I know Chris with U of A and Football Alberta have done a great job in having it's almost like a jamboree style every weekend where there's six games on a regulation football field every weekend. So just the atmosphere of being around that every weekend is made for a really good experience for both the kids and the parents.
Now, Darcy, are you seeing that at the junior level? Are we probably maybe 4 or 5 years away from seeing, you know, the young development reach to the junior ranks? You know, so they go through the whole system kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, football's still, you know, it's still a secondary sport. Obviously, you know, the really good athletes are still playing hockey, and we see those kids come to our sport in high school still. There's, you know, many kids on our roster who haven't played football till high school, but the more kids that get involved earlier and understand those games and maybe venture off to pursue another sport and then come back, it just makes it an easier transition for them back into our sport.
Darcy Park, head coach of the Wildcats, joins us. Darcy, is there a position or two on your team that you feel you're going to have to fill with some young guys this year? What's the areas of concern for the head coach?
Well, we're 1-7, so there's a lot of areas of concern this year. So obviously, you know, we were, you know, the 1-7 record, we were really competitive. We lost four games by, you know, less than 7 points, a couple on last second plays, whether it's field goal or a Hail Mary. So looking at it, we knew we were competitive. You know, had a couple of those games went a different way, we would have been sitting here in our normal conversation talking about what we think we're pretty close. But losing those games and going 1-7 really made us, you know, take a look at our program and what we're doing and how we're doing things. And I think we've had a real productive offseason in terms of just changing the way we went about recruiting players and showing them the benefit of not only, you know, playing junior football in terms of your development as a player, but, you know, really building our program in terms of what we do for players off the field and helping them develop as men. And I think that's something that, you know, we're pretty proud of. In terms of young players, again, our whole idea is to, you know, we've got 120 players coming to our camp. We expect there to be a high level of competition all across the board. Sometimes in junior, unfortunately, with the talent, when you get to your fourth and fifth year and you've been starting for three, maybe you start to get a little bit comfortable, and we're going to really try and shake things up next weekend and even have our veterans really feel a little bit uncomfortable about their starting spots.
What's the positions of strength on your team?
Well, you know what? We lost our fifth-year quarterback in Jordan Olson, who ended up being like our all-time leading passer. But I look at our quarterback position, and I look at having a fourth-year player, Colton Hippie, who's been chomping at the bit. He's got into some action last year. I look at him, and then our two backups, Justin Swedish and Austin Erickson. And I think that we've got some stability there. We're not sure who's going to end up winning that battle. But, you know, having veteran players there who have all seen some time last year is something that we look forward to. I think our receiving core is as good as any in the country in terms of the athletes we have, and we just continue to add depth to that position. And our defensive line, I think we've got some strong kids. You know, we're obviously always looking for depth in that position, but I think those are going to be some areas. And obviously our back end in the secondary, we I think the stat was last year, one of our games, we had a total of three starts. If you put all five players on how many games they started in the PFC, it added up to three. So those guys had got a lot of experience, and actually as the season went on, they were probably one of our stronger units. So they're all coming back, and we're looking forward to, again, seeing their development over the offseason, and plus the new players we're bringing in, seeing them push them to play.
Darcy, always good to talk to you. Enjoy camp. When's it get going?
We get going Thursday, May 5th. So we go Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We give Mother's Day to our players and their moms. So we try and condense it in those 3 days. So we're looking forward to it.
Very smart decision. Keep mom happy. Very wise decision. Darcy, appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jason, as always.